want me to calm down. He's the one angry for no reason. Ain't nobody done nothing to him. If he wanted a clean house, he should have thought about it before he had six kids. That ain't even my stuff. I can't wait to get up out of here. Micah, can't you see what's happening? You're becoming just like him. No! I'm not! Dear Dad, I've been avoiding this letter for years because I promised myself if I ever wrote this, it would be honest. The full picture. But sometimes, things intending to heal only peel scabs off of old wounds, and that is exactly what I am determined not to do. This is not a comprehensive list of your shortcomings. Lord knows you could do the same to me, and love keeps no record of wrong. But my heart has, and for that, I ask forgiveness. Dear Dad, I was afraid you might misunderstand me. So I convinced myself it'd be more respectful to wait till you were home in glory and tell our story in your remembrance. But there's nothing respectful about cowardice, and if I believe poetry can bring healing, I must speak it while you can still hear me, dear Dad. I write poetry. I write songs. I'm becoming just like you, and that is a compliment, not an insult, dear Dad. Was wrong. Dear Dad, I keep starting over because I don't know how to finish. I don't know what else to say. I don't want to start an argument that goes nowhere. I just want you to hear, dear Dad. Dear Dad. Dad. You're dear to me. Dear Dad. Sincerely, Micah.